Republican Utah Congressman Rob Bishop is co-sponsoring a new bill to block the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service from adding the sage-grouse to the federal list of threatened and endangered species. Meanwhile, the state has signed a $2 million contract with consultant Ryan Benson to make a case to delay the Wildlife Agency's decision for a decade. Benson says the state has its own plan to restore sage-grouse numbers, and it's working.
Sage-grouse conservation is completely consistent with responsible multiple use. And it really is part of showing to Congress and also to U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that the state is a responsible manager of these species.
Western Republicans claim it could cost their state economies billions of dollars if the Wildlife Agency puts in place national protections for the bird. While some conservation groups welcome a dialogue about protecting the sage-grouse, they also want the Fish and Wildlife Service to meet a court-imposed deadline next year to make a listing decision. They say what happens to the sage-grouse suggests what could happen to more than 300 species that also rely on sizable tracts of western range. Mark Salvo works with the Defenders of Wildlife in Washington, D.C.
It doesn't make sense to spend $2 million taxpayer dollars to lobby to prevent listing of greater sage-grouse if you're otherwise convinced that the conservation strategies that your state has implemented are sufficient to conserve the species.
The Utah Board of Oil, Gas, and Mining discussed Wednesday whether the state's sage-grouse plan should be factored into mineral mining and energy decisions. Industry representatives discouraged that move, but board members agreed to consider the idea further, partly to show the Fish and Wildlife Service it supports the state's strategy to protect the bird's habitat. Judy Fays, KUER News.